I'll let Frank go first if he wants to.
Alrighty, yeah. So, beginning of the year, sometime in January, the fishery came out, said we had a 40-day season. And then about middle of the month, last month, I'm not sure the exact date, then they decided to change their mind and give us only 11 days. And you know, a lot of people were advertising 40-day snapper season, and a lot of guys are having to call customers back and tell them that we can't fish for snapper. And a lot of people are losing trips because of this.
Well, at least two to three decades. I will say that there has been some things that have happened recently that have complicated the number of days that can be fished. And one was a lawsuit that was brought to a federal court in D.C. And additionally, there are other states in the Gulf that have opened state seasons that have further complicated or reduced the number of days. But just back in 2007, you know, the recreational red snapper season was 180 days. Last year, we were down to 40 days. And, of course, this year, we were all very disappointed to hear it was going to be an 11-day season. Data is key to all this, and just very generally speaking, you know, there's a number of pounds that is allowed to be caught in the Gulf of Mexico. There are many questions about whether the stock assessment itself is accurate, and then there's also a lot of questions about the data collected that describes the effort to go catch that amount of red snapper. And so the lawsuit kind of piled onto that, and the commercial red snapper industry or sector, you know, brought a lawsuit and said that the federal government needed to hold the recreational sector more accountable and to put some accountability measures into the equation. And what has happened in all that is that they have gotten more conservative and put some additional buffers in there that further reduce the number of days. So data is a big part of it, and everyone across the Gulf is frustrated.